It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Here we go. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a great day. We'll be talking hoop coming up at 3:30. How the Stars are making TV history coming up at 3:20. Cowboys in an hour. Right now, it's time for Woolchuck's NFL News of the Day. Here he is, Zach.
ESPN snubbing my guy, Jeremy Fowler, and the rest of you execs, coaches, and so-said scouts that are voting on the top 10 tight ends for 2024. I got a bone to pick with you. I got a really mean email being sent your way.
Bone picker.
Oh, yeah, I'm watchdogging their list here, Brian.
Get him.
We had Jake Ferguson listed as an honorable mention. He is not among the top 10 tight ends in the National Football League. They write when it comes to Fergie from an NFC scout. Ferguson broke out in year two with 761 yards, including 425 after the catch, which ranked top five among tight ends. He's a fierce competitor, has some swag to him, seems to have chemistry with Dak Prescott. He's a gamer. Other honorable mentions, Trey McBride, who I would argue also will definitely be a fixture in the top 10. Pat Freiermuth of the Steelers, Cole Kmet of the Bears, and Kyle Pitts of the Falcons. Yeah, Freiermuth, Cole Kmet could end up having a breakout with a better quarterback here in Caleb Williams. Here are the top 10 tight ends that they've listed ahead of Fergie. You tell me, Fergie or this guy? Number 10, Dalton Schultz of the Houston Texans.
Much rather have Jake. Thank you.
Same.
See what Dalton can do. Dalton Schultz.
Number 9, Evan Engram of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I've been kind of waiting. You mean he went to Jacksonville. But remember how we were always waiting for him at the Giants to be, and he just never really could get
never
it
Never emerged. Has
and
been much better with Jacksonville.
Much better with Jacksonville.
He'd probably rather have Evan Engram.
It's fine. Number 8, Dalton Kincaid, the rookie out of Buffalo.
And I'd probably go Dalton Kincaid there.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
stats were better for Fergie, but I do think Kincaid's about to have a breakout year. He might end up being the leading target getter there in Buffalo. So, hey, big fan of Dalton Kincaid. I thought he was tight end one last year's draft class.
You're getting more strength, Kincaid.
7, Dallas Goedert of the Eagles.
Yeah, I'll take Ferguson.
I'm going to take Ferguson as well. I think his upside is higher than Goddard.
Yeah. Goddard get hurt a lot.
He does. He does get hurt. Availability issues.
6 years in the league, probably coming up on 30 here pretty quick. I don't know. I'd say it's about a push for who's going to have the better season next year, but I'd rather have Ferguson.
6 is David Njoku of the Cleveland Browns.
Did he finally get it going?
Yeah.
He had 882 yards, 6 touchdowns.
Yeah.
He had a couple of really big games, but he's still very inconsistent. But he played much better with Joe Flacco.
So more yards than Ferguson had?
Yes.
More touchdowns than Ferguson had?
I believe he had more touchdowns.
Okay. Yeah, and Joku, maybe around top 10 is fair right now for Ferguson. I mean, he is a one-dimensional tight end. And if you're going to be that kind of guy, maybe your numbers really need to be above and beyond.
Are you going in the order of 10 to up? Is that what?
Yeah, I'm going up. TJ Hawkinson is 5. Sam LaPorta
is
4.
I was wondering. Yeah, I was wondering.
Mark Andrews is 3. George Kittle is 2. And Travis Kelce is 1.
And Njoku had 6 touchdowns last year.
not sniffing the top five, that's for sure.
I'm like, taking Ferguson over Njoku. Njoku's been wildly inconsistent his entire career.
Kincaid had two touchdowns.
Ferguson had a better year than Kincaid last year.
Cole Kmet had six touchdowns. And Ferguson, as you mentioned, had five. So, I mean, yeah. I mean, I liked Kincaid coming out.
I loved Kincaid coming out. I think Kincaid's about to have a monster season.
Yeah.
But that's a projection. If we're just going off a body of work, and I do think Jake Ferguson's going to have a better season this year. I don't know how you put Kincaid over Fergie right now.
Mm.
I'd probably have put him at six on this list. I'd have put him ahead of Njoku. I'd have put him ahead of Dallas Goedert. For right now, I'd have had him over Kincaid. And Kincaid could surpass him because I love Dalton Kincaid as well.
Goedert had three touchdowns.
Dalton Schultz, he's definitely ahead of. Engram, also one-dimensional type of player. He does not block either. And I'm okay. Evan Engram's interesting. But, man, I think Jake Ferguson's got to hire more talent. I think he's going to end up being better than Evan Engram as well.
Evan Engram had 114 receptions last year.
Yeah, he had 143 targets, which was among the most of all tight ends.
I'm just looking at next-gen stuff. He's right at 80% catch.
Yeah.
I guess that's what the number showed.
Yeah, right? He had 19 more catches than any other tight end. Trevor Lawrence definitely had him as his top
target. It's funny, he had 114 receptions for only 963 yards, which is kind of, I don't know if that's a lot of work for not going very far, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I think they've got probably four tight ends on this top 10 that I would not have Jake Ferguson over. But hey, Fergie's got a chance to go out there and prove it this year. And I think he will. I think those numbers are going to be big. Now, this was Josh Jacobs, who was talking with the Greenlight podcast, and there's been a lot of Raider stuff that's coming out now because Davante Adams is on the show receiver, so he's been running the media gauntlet, and he said he was part of the decision to bench Jimmy Garoppolo last year. He said, well, my opinion on that was I signed off on that, and that's just the reality of it. Now, I love Jimmy, and he's a great guy, but something had to happen in order for us to have a chance down the stretch and in order for me to remain a Raider, in all honesty. So he's like, I'm probably going to get out of here if Jimmy's going to stay the quarterback because that thing wasn't working. But Josh Jacobs, who left the Raiders, went to Green Bay, where Davante Adams decided, I'm leaving Green Bay, I'm going to the Raiders. He had this to say about his exit.
Was it hard for you in that 4 or 5 year period, the beginning of your career, to say, like, am I ever going to get out? Was that stressful?
Nah, definitely. Like, and that went in part to me leaving. I'm like, man, coming from Alabama, like, I went to championship every year I was there. I remember coming to the league and losing my first game, and I was mad, not talking to nobody, and a vet come up to me and, like, this the NFL, like, you gonna lose. I'm like, so y'all cool with losing? It was so different. Then the most frustrating thing about it all, you got me, you know, Tay and Max. You got guys that come in every day and work hard, and you don't get the results. Every year you close, but it's not winning. I want me to come back on a discount and lose. I don't know how I feel about that.
Mm. Yeah, it seems like they really just have a culture problem.
Yeah.
And
maybe Antonio Pierce
is
fixing that. I don't know.
He could. You know, it's going to take a transcendent coach and quarterback, though. And they keep, you know, trying to get guys that have a chance of being pretty good, but they have a long track record of already being mediocre. You know, I don't know why they're hanging on to guys or bringing in new guys. Just keep drafting them until you find the transcendent guy to go with your right coach.
They've run through some general managers now. You look at their team and the way their team's constructed, and I mean, you know, Reggie McKenzie's been there. You know, we had the guys from New England come through there. You know, Mike Mayock came through there. You know, that's an organization that really has no stability when it comes to the front office direction. Seems like they bring a guy in, and then 2 years later, the guy's gone. You know, Mike Mayock, for all those draft picks that he had, boy, he had some terrible drafts, you know, and their team's paying for it right now. I mean, they make the trade. You know, they ship off that edge, you know, to the Bears, and next thing you know, they get all those picks, and they don't do anything with them.
No, they and I mean, now they've got Aiden O'Connell, and you got Gardner Minshew. Yeah. That's your competition. And granted, Gardner Minshew seems like the perfect Raider type of quarterback.
Sure,
I think Aiden O'Connell's going to win that job. But my goodness gracious, that has been. I'm hopeful that Antonio Pierce, that he did an excellent job the second half of the season. Mm-hmm. Maybe he is the right guy, much like Dan Campbell in Detroit, to finally change the losing mentality and build a winner there. But Davante Adams is looking foolish for leaving Green Bay. mean, I know you got the bag, man. Supposedly Green Bay was willing to match that thing, and he just said, I want to go play with Derek Carr. And as soon as Derek Carr left, it's like, dude, you should have been trying to force your way out of there.
I kind of felt like that he was heading for the, you know, to get back on the West Coast. And I know Las Vegas is, you know, not.
Very quick flight, though.
Yeah.
45 minutes to the Bay.
He, Fresno guy, you know, that's, I think that he clearly was, you know, it's tough living in Green Bay, man. It's you know, hey, if you're all about football, though, it's the best place in the world to be. But if you have other interests outside life and stuff, it's not one of the best places to be.
No, not at all. We also have the Chargers. Now, you remember Harbaugh was going ahead and living in the, like, the RV life?
Yeah.
While he's waiting for the Chargers facility to go ahead and be finished. Well, they put this out. They've opened the bolt is what they're calling it. And I sent this over to Carter. You might be able to put this up on the fan cam if you're watching on Twitch, on YouTube. But team's new $150,000 square foot training facility is now open. And it looks absolutely gorgeous. The facility is on 14 acres of land. It includes 3 natural grass practice fields, a locker room, equipment room, training space, medical space, weight room, hydrotherapy room, steam room, recovery room, and a sauna. It's 3 levels. It also has a barber, player lounges, a rehab pool, a fire pit, outdoor televisions, and a grill if the teams want to hang out there. But they certainly went ahead and made the most of the wait to build this thing because they've been in L.A. What is this, like year 4 that we're going on with the Chargers?
At least.
In LA? Yeah. It's taken a while.
Look at that killer pizza oven they made, yeah. Brian. It's like the dome is like a Chargers helmet.
Looks badass.
It's a classy spot. I think you said 150 grand, though. That must have been at least 150 mil.
No, 150,000 square feet.
150,000 square feet.
Yeah, I don't know how much it costs to make. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be millions of dollars, don't you think?
Billions, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. With absolutely.
All that square footage and all that acreage.
It looks really cool. It really, really does. The University of Oklahoma is entering a new venture as they have signed, remember Curtis Lofton, or Jake Rosenberg, who used to be friends with the Eagles, GM Howie Roseman?
Mm-hmm.
He left. Now he's going to Oklahoma. So he was the former Eagles vice president of football administration, and now he is going to join OU over there. So
probably raising money.
Maybe. You think that's what it is? Like, yeah, boosters?
I think maybe some business strategies and things like that.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well, he played a vital role with the Eagles. He spent 12 seasons there, essentially served as GM, Howie Roseman's right-hand man during that span, had oversight on player signings and acquisitions, salary cap management, and contract negotiations. So, yeah, he's a numbers guy.
Yeah.
There's no question about that. So we'll see what impact he's able to make there at Oklahoma as a member of the Sooners. Now, how much money do you think the city of Detroit generated thanks to the NFL draft? And that thing was packed all 3 days.
$1.5 billion.
Billion?
Whew. No, I'm sorry. $75 million.
Thank you. $1.5 billion would have overshot it by quite a bit. Not one that quite.
I'm gonna say they did $28 million.
$213 million.
Whoa, there we go.
Is what the NFL draft generated for the Detroit area. Pretty substantial there. They had 75% come from visitors.
There you go.
So a lot of people came out of town.
And some people said they'll never come back.
They probably won't. I don't think that there's a ton of destination around there.
We got this thing in Green Bay next year, right?
The
draft in Green Bay.
And I feel like that's also a bucket list venue. Like for people that can't pay or it's hard to find tickets to go to a Packer game.
Yeah.
I can go check out Lambeau Field. I can see the Green Bay Packer Hall of Fame and I can go experience the NFL draft. That's probably going to be pretty cool.
I just wonder where they're going to put everybody. I mean, I haven't been to Green Bay in a while. I admit it. But I just don't know if they have the hotel space to do this. You know, I mean, and maybe some people are going to have to stay in Milwaukee, which is like traveling from Dallas to Waco.
Just about like 90 miles.
Yeah, about an hour and a half, you know. So I just don't know where everybody's going to stay. I mean, even teams that play visiting football there don't stay in Green Bay. You know, so they stay in Appleton at the Paper Valley Inn.
The Appleton, man.
Appleton, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell is
not happy.
Not happy at all as a judge ordered the NFL last month to pay $4.7 billion in damages. He said, quote, "We obviously disagree with the jury verdict, and we are committed, obviously, to following the legal process. It's a long process, and we're aware of that, but we feel very strongly about our position, our policies, particularly on media. We make our sport available to the broadest possible audience. Sunday Ticket is just a complimentary product. We're committed to following the litigation all the way and making sure that we get this right. So I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll hold off on trying to pay this out. Or they try and go back and forth over this?
Yeah, when they as they appeal it, I'm sure they're not going to make a payment. But what are they found liable for exactly?
What was the ruling of that? I think it was the bars that were like they were overcharging, basically, for households and bars. Like, I think that they could have offered less money overall for the product, but they were overcharging people to pay for this.
So people were paying for it. They were charging it. That seems like supply and demand. That seems like whatever the market can handle. This doesn't seem American.
They violated antitrust laws in distributing out-of-market Sunday afternoon games on the subscription service.
Okay. Well, once you get into antitrust law, you're talking about a layer of regulation that is un-American by itself.
Yeah, like professional sports. They fight not to lose the antitrust issues in professional sports.
Gives them like some tax exemption like they're a church.
Huge.
But the bars were the one that were really suing them, and they won. I mean, they won the case. So you're right, though. I mean, they're going to hold off as long as they can to pay that because, I mean, to your point, was it $450 million, we said, for each team? It's a lot of money.
I guarantee you that the McCaskey family in Chicago is calling Roger Goodell right now and say, what did we just do?
Yeah, you guys.
Well, thank you, Bully. Every afternoon, 3 o'clock, you get your NFL news of the day. Speaking of sports on TV, how the Stars are making history by bringing you their games for free and how it could signal a sports TV golden era, but for the fans this time. That's coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation and the Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here. The Stars are making some sports broadcast history here with this new streaming deal. I wanted to bring it up, especially as Charles Barkley went viral for his thoughts about how streaming is bad for people. But I think maybe it has been. Maybe it's been bad for regular fans that have to pay extra. But I think the tide is about to turn on that, and we're entering a sports on TV golden era here for fans. Maybe unlike anything we've ever seen. It's like when, you know, sports were on TV for free, but you're actually going to get all the games. Kind of like sports on radio.
Yeah.
But on the internet, I think, is what we're looking at right here, which is, you know, always the way it should have been. Segment is brought to you by Window Nation. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And it's brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been in an accident, contact the Frankels for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online to frankelfirm.com. Great piece in the morning news here, Brian, on the Apparent Media Group that's done this deal with the Stars.
I'm curious to ask you guys this question. How often do you go watch other games? Like if a game is on that Peacock, it's the Jets and the Dolphins. Are you going to saddle up and go watch games? Are you more likely to watch a game that might be streaming on something?
When it comes to watching other games, it's got to be on my apps. you know?
See, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to go hunt you down.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm only hunting down for my team's games.
That's, yeah. I just, there was a time, I guess, growing up, and I'm sorry, I'm 60 years old, I admit it, I knew my games were either on CBS, NBC, ABC growing up as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of appreciate that, but.
Because you knew where they were going to be.
Yeah.
Now people don't.
That's the problem I have. I find myself, if the game was on one of those stations now because of Fox and, you know, ESPN and others, I'll watch. But if I have to go hunt the game and it's the Dolphins and the Jets or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I'm not doing it.
No.
I'm not doing it at all.
And I think this story kind of addresses that. I'll kind of skip down to that part. In 2018, yeah. the parent company, a parent media company that has launched this deal with the Stars where it's going to stream for free on your own app.
Right.
They were streaming and charging a subscription fee for children's streaming content, right? We're doing streams for kids. What they found is in 2018, the market hit a subscription fatigue point.
Yeah.
And they didn't want to, A, pay for another thing, and they didn't want to have to go chase it down.
Right.
Their content was in too many spots, and having to pay for it on top of that, they're like, I'm having to pay to not know where all my stuff is, just forget it.
Yeah.
Right? They
yeah.
hit that point where, like, I've had it up to here with you, and it hit like a tipping point. And that is when they came up with the idea, hey, instead of charging customers for this, let's put the responsibility for paying back on the advertisers.
Yeah.
Like happened with over-the-air TV in our childhoods.
Right.
And happens in radio right now.
Sure.
But, you know, cable and satellite had kind of squeezed it out. And then when the streamers kind of took over, they were trying to get the best of both worlds. We're gonna play ads every 10 minutes and charge you 8, 10, 15, 20 bucks. And that business model has lost momentum, which gloriously brings us to this moment in time where that Stars deal was just announced, I believe, on Monday. First of its kind deal to bring live games of a major pro sports team to fans at no cost and ending the 25-year partnership with Bally's and, you know, Fox Sports Southwest before it, but that's how long we had been in that model. Yeah, quote, in 2018, at that point, says the spokesman for A Parent Media Group, we recognized there was subscription fatigue. Families were not willing to pay for another subscription, and that was in 2018 we saw this. So at first it was cool to drop $5 or $10 on Netflix or Disney. Yeah. You were just adding a little bit, but it got to be too much. And I love it because it's become so complicated and costly to try to track down all your different streaming services to get your games. I think it's the reason that a lot of people have decided to get into pirating, right?
Yeah.
And maybe this is a response from the streaming companies, like, we're going to lose all these people to pirating if we make this too complicated and too expensive. So team number one has gone in the direction, and the guy's name is Gruninger. He believes that other teams, other leagues are going to head in this direction, and they're already reaching out to him. The reason the Stars are first, he's been friends with Stars CEO Brad Alberts for years, and Alberts was watching how the kid programming was a big success. Then they did a deal with Dude Perfect to generate content for them out of their Frisco HQ. And that's when he saw that maybe it was ready for the next big step. And then the next topic is Gruninger says, he's just excited for the Stars right now. He says, we need to ensure that other fans that have never experienced hockey can experience it for the first time. He's talking about how when ESPN went away and it got super convoluted, the NHL and the Stars took a huge step back, almost to like FC Dallas and MLS territory, as far as being, you know, an obscure fourth or fifth sport instead of having its proper place and its proper accessibility. He says, we've alienated them by not ensuring access. They're celebrating their fans locally. It's a dream come true for me as a leader in streaming to bring this to Stars fans. So, again, I think it's a big win. Charles Barkley, you know, I thought had some pretty good points when he was talking about how streaming has made it more difficult for the everyday fan to access their teams.
Sure.
And I think maybe he was a little bit off when he was thinking about the cost. Like an old school digital cable subscription, when they were at their heyday, they were getting you for $150 or $200 if you wanted everything. And that was insanity.
Mm-hmm.
But the way this thing has evolved now, it's going to push teams to get their own, put it for free, and then maybe even the leagues as well having their own app. And the advertisers win big here because the people who are actually passionate about that sport can get it, can tune in, and then be exposed to whatever products and services you're trying to hawk to them. So everybody wins here.
So how do I pay the $18 not to have to look at the ads?
Right? Can I get the ad-free version?
Like if you have YouTube?
Do that in YouTube. Yeah. I pay premium on YouTube just so I don't have to watch the ads. So if, you know, and that's...
I might have to do the same thing with the baby now. She loves that baby Einstein, and then as soon as the commercial starts, she starts crying.
Yeah.
I'm like, no.
Oh, really?
Oh, no. Yeah, she's like zoned, like the colors and everything. Yeah. She's loving watching
I remember Abby bringing that up when she was little. Like, I don't want to watch regular TV. It's got commercials.
Yeah.
Like, I hear you.
I like what they're doing, but then if you give me the option where I don't have to pay to watch the ads,
yeah,
totally in.
I think ads are so built into American sport now that I don't know if I would pay for it. Because what are you going to be doing while you're running the ads? You know, with regular TV shows, you're just skipping to the next segment. In a game, I gotta chill for 2 minutes one way or another.
I've seen this in the pirating thing because I've watched baseball before and the pirating thing so I was at someone's house and they had the pirating thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was watching it, and when it goes to commercial, it just puts up a "we'll be back."
Oh, like we'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
It doesn't actually
show rather have that than
I would rather have that than the ads.
You just hate watching the ads?
I just don't want to watch the ads. And here I am.
My dad's the same way. He hits mute every time it goes to commercial.
But I understand that ads pay our bills.
Yeah.
I totally get that.
For sure, absolutely.
I totally understand that.
But if you're paying for the TV and also they're running ads, that's greedy.
Yeah.
And I think we've seen a significant correction in that market.
Agreed. If you're paying for the product, I'm with you 100%. All right, let's slide in for a quick rim sesh here, if you guys don't mind. We can. We don't really have a lot of time, so we can skip the intro here. But I did have Jaylen Brown. We talked about this yesterday, not on Team USA.
Yeah.
So, of course, Jason Tatum's in like a very uncomfortable position here because it's his teammate, Derek White, who is on the team, but then his teammate, Jaylen Brown, not on the team. So he gets asked about this. Here was the awkward interaction. Reporters, Jaylen Brown, do you think he said or did the right thing here?
No.
You talk about having Jaylen here?
Yeah. I mean, there's so many guys that could, you know, take the last spot or whatever. It is.
I mean, I don't think you can win if you're Jason Tatum in this situation, because you can't come out and be like, yeah, I really wish Jaylen Brown was here. But then that means you're also current teammate with the Celtics and on Team USA, Derek White. Like, you don't want to slight him at all. Like, he's not deserving.
I put this on Grant Hill.
Yeah, he's
been. I mean, I would absolutely say, listen, I'm here just to play basketball. I'm trying to win a gold medal. We have a great history here of putting these things away. I'm proud to play for this country. That's a question for Grant Hill. I'm here, though, to try and get along with my teammates, do the best I can, you know, really enjoy the experience, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Put it on Grant Hill. You know, put that, you know, hey, that's not a question for me. That's a question for Grant Hill, who's running this thing.
Since the original Dream Team, when Isaiah Thomas was, not considered, and they put Clyde Drexler in because Michael Jordan didn't like Isaiah Thomas, this has been a topic, and I think it's a very fair thing to wonder. You know, maybe I've spent the last 7 months with this guy, 8 months with this guy, won a championship. We're not always best of friends. If Team USA came to Tatum and said, "Hey, who do you want on the team?" and he said Derek White, it's a tough spot to be in.
Yeah.
You know, it's a tough question to answer. I like what Brian said, like maybe be more ready for the question.
Yeah.
Because you know it's coming.
You know it's coming 100%. Yeah. And that's why like a lot of people are saying that Jason Tatum didn't handle this correctly. Like he is trying to dodge it. But to me, I'm like, I feel for him in this scenario.
For sure.
I don't know if there's really, if he says one thing, I think that people are going to come after him. If he says the other, I think people are going to come after him.
Just like I said, I'm not running the U.S. basketball.
Yeah, this isn't my decision.
This is not my decision.
I'd love to play with both guys.
I'm here to play basketball.
Okay.
You know, I'm here, and that's a Grant Hill question.
Yeah.
That's a Steve Kerr question. You know, that's not a question for me.
I also think players can handle a little bit of honesty. Like if you say, listen, you know, it's our best against their best, and I would rather have a guy who's a significantly better player, and that's no offense to Derek White. But if you need a big stop, if you're in transition, if you're in isolation, if it gets kicked to the corner for the three, if you need a rebound, there is not a single thing that Derek White does better than Jaylen Brown.
No. I mean,
that's
look,
just facts.
He was the best player on that championship team. He just won finals MVP.
It's bizarre.
It is. It really, really is. LeBron did confirm that this will be his final Olympics. He said he will not be competing. He will not be there for the 2028 LA games. I'm sure there'll be an itch when the time comes around since it is in LA, but he says this is his final ride when it comes to Team USA play.
Let 2 years pass and him still be at a high level. Like Messi said the same thing after the World Cup.
Yeah.
And now he's like, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm still going to ball.
Got a good Argentine
team. I'll believe that when I see it, LeBron, with how well he's able to maintain his physical condition. Last bit of audio I wanted to get to. We've talked a lot about the Clipped show that was on FX that is finished now. I know I watched it. Lucius watched it. I think Eric watched a little bit of it. Did you end up getting into it at all, Brian?
No, I didn't. And what will happen is I'll circle back because it happens on TikTok. All the clips.
You'll see the clips.
And I'll like, okay, Clipped. I need to watch. I did it with the Lakers show.
I'm just now watching Dexter myself, so maybe sometime in the 2030s.
Your time's consumed. It's an easy watch. I think it was like 8 episodes long, and that, or maybe even 6, and that was about it. But here was Baron Davis telling a locker room story about former Clippers owner Donald Sterling.
With Sterling, you know, he used the team as like his, almost like his duck off, like his little duck off business.
Okay.
And not that he was racist. He was a hate everybody is.
So it wasn't even that he just hated black people. He hated everybody.
No, he hated everybody. He probably hated himself. He was delusional and hateful. So he would say anything to anybody. Man, he brought some old ass ladies in at the end of the one of the games. Like 7 old ass white ladies, right? And he walked in the locker room, we had one. He was like, man, you wait for them to get in the shower. And then he pointed at me and he was like, especially him. Like, you should. And this lady was just hanging out at my locker room. And she just talking like, where are you from? Oh, you went there?
Where are you from?
So you're like, waiting for me to get up. You know what I mean? Like, it was foul, bro. It was like, I could have sued for sexual harassment.
That's what I was just thinking.
Yeah, bro, trauma, all that.
That's crazy.
Hey, bro, it was the worst.
But, man, you watch the show, it's like, I believe.
Oh, yeah, you 100% did that.
Like, dude, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, smacked them on the behinds and they walked by.
Oh.
Turn around, take a little circle for my guys here.
Unbelievable.
For my guest.
God, Donald just seemed like the biggest scum on planet Earth, man. I can't believe the NBA let him run a team. That is crazy. But, of course, that was with Draymond Green on Draymond Green's podcast. But just
hell of a show.
Unbelievable. And I recommend watching Clipped. It is pretty jaw-dropping what went down, especially if you don't remember what happened during that whole story.
I recommend watching that Dexter, too. Pretty good show. Last night, he got the cop that killed her own family.
Vigilante guy?
Oh, yeah. He get it. He looks like Greg Olson, too, the tight end.
Yeah.
Which kind of threw me off first. Yeah. I couldn't quite put my finger on it because he plays like a geeky nerd little guy, but he's got that jawline and he's always kicking people's ass. It's kind of an interesting show. Okay, biggest L, biggest dub time, Woolchuck. What you got?
Yeah, 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some personal victories? Where have you taken some L's as well? We got Bluebell, Mike Leach, Kangaroos, and Goose Poo. That's next.
Welcome back, Nation. The C-Note's coming up at 4 o'clock. We're going to do some Cowboys, Brian. That sound good to you?
Yeah, how neighborly are you, by the way?
You know the answer to that.
You wave, though. Hi, how you doing? Hi. Keep moving?
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of guy.
My neighbor.
Taking care of my cat.
Meow.
My neighbor just asked me, she left her trash bag. She forgot to take it down to the dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And left it outside her door, and she just texted me and asked me if I'd take it out for her.
So what'd you say?
Well, sure. But I mean, I was thinking of Dawson, like.
Ooh, yes.
Like Dawson. The
neighbor would never have my phone number. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because, like I say, I try to be helpful, but then I should probably take your approach.
Yeah. Like, now you end up having to do a lot of things.
Yeah, like now I have to walk the trash all the way down to the.
My brother's the opposite. He's friends with all of his neighbors. They have like a fire pit and a cul-de-sac. Yeah. Yeah. And they have a great social scene going on in their neighborhood. And when I visit, I'm kind of envious of it, but I've never been able to, you know, get any sort of fellowship going around that. I'm just a little too private, I think.
Okay, around the fire pit, are you there for like 2 minutes and people are starting to talk to you and you just immediately just wish you were like somewhere else?
I mean, it's kind of one of those deals like, where I'm on vacation, so I'm just hanging out,
you're with Sonny.
But they're all like drinking, lost. You know, they're all drinking and having a good time. And I'm like, man, this seems fun. You know, I tip my cap to those people that can get that sort of spirit going around that community in there.
Yeah. Does your brother explain that you're not a fun guy? I mean,
a fun guy.
Does he give like the other neighbors like a heads up? Like, listen, My brother is
He stopped drinking a few years
ago. Oh, no, he's having a good time. Trust me. Yeah. He's having a good time. He always acts like that.
Doss is over there just wandering around by himself.
You don't think I can even be cordial and and social for a while?
I think it's really hard for you.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I mean, and
it's not enjoyable.
Yeah. No, it's like, to me...
But he can do it. We've seen him do it.
I kind of appreciate it about you because I'm like the total opposite. I'm like the, hey, what's it going? I'm overly happy to see you kind of guy.
Yeah.
But I kind of wish I was a guy
Six stories later.
Yeah.
Kind of keep to yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I was a guy that, like, listen, don't talk to me, please.
I mean, there's an upside and a downside to it.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I know coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll have the C-note. There's some good news. There's some bad news in the Cowboys. Time now for a biggest L and biggest dub. Here's Wolchuk.
Let's do it. Where have you taken some personal victories lately? Where have you taken some L's along the way? It's time for biggest L, biggest dub. Big time dub for all of our all of us. We're all Bluebell ice cream lovers, and Dawson's like 50% getting a dub here. The other 50%, he's not going to try this ice cream.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, this is like, is it like cheesecake ice cream?
Yep, we've got a new cookies and cream cheesecake ice cream that's arriving in stores beginning yesterday.
Oh,
so
trash.
You can go ahead and try that. The flavor is rich cheesecake ice cream blended with chocolate cookies, crusted cheesecake pieces, and chocolate cream-filled cookies. It's available in the half-gallon and pint sizes for a limited time. So you would not give this a shot.
All it needs is some cream cheese.
I think
really
this
like
sounds
it.
Absolutely delicious.
No, I would not try it. I tried many times to like cheesecake. You know, I like cheese. I like cake. I don't know what's going on there. I would eat it and be like, oh, man, what's that taste?
But there's no cream cheese in this.
Yeah.
It's ice cream, right? There's cookies and just little cheesecake bites.
The cheesecake's been blended in there one way or another. I can detect this at one part per million. Well, Chuck, you try to sneak some mayonnaise or cream cheese in there.
The taste buds, they fire off. They're like, no, thank you.
When I do Friday lunches for you guys, I have to think about Dawson and what I can add and what I can't add.
Well, your meatballs are A1, dude. Like, seriously, the best meatballs I've ever had.
No, thank you.
They really are. And
I'm working on that. I'm trying to get better on that.
They are so delicious.
I like making the meatball subs for you guys because that's with love.
I could go just a bowl of meatballs.
Really?
And I'd be happy, yeah.
I'd like to figure out, make homemade pasta to go with that, too.
Ooh, now we're on to something.
Yeah.
Now we're on to it. 972 says chocolate ruins the cheesecake, so they're out on that. We also had a big dub, hopefully, for Mike Leach. May he rest in peace. But it sounds like the College Football Hall of Fame may grant Mike Leach an exemption over their eligibility rules. Now, we talked about
missing
this
games
a while ago. Yeah, so they've got to have like a 600 winning percentage, and he's sitting right at 0.596. Obviously, that's not going to change, but if he had just been able to get like one more win.
He gave up some games at Mississippi State. He shouldn't have.
Yeah, he'd have been eligible.
Always won at Tech, gave up games at Mississippi State.
But one member of the Hall of Fame, COO Matthew Sine, said Mike Leach is a unique case. The three schools he coached at were not easy.
Yeah.
His influence over the sport in high school and college, you have to take that into account. These will be things that get discussed, and we'll see where it goes. So hopefully maybe Mike Leach can be the exception to the rule here.
All right, is Les Miles going to jump in there now and say, wait a minute, but Les Miles shouldn't have gone to Kansas?
Well, that's what they could say. Les, go get yourself another head coaching job and get some more wins.
Yeah.
Like Mike Leach, unfortunately, doesn't have that ability.
We lost Mike. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, who knows how his career would have ended up. He probably would have had over 600% win percentage.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Did you guys watch any of the ESPYs last night?
No, haven't watched it ever since the ESPYs has been the ESPYs.
Are we gonna get any ESPYs content for LA Live, Lucius?
No, sir.
Okay, I didn't watch any of it either, but I did hear that they took a big L at the end of the ESPYs. Nearing the end of the award show, ESPN glitched out and began showing an earlier presentation of the Muhammad Ali Humanitarian Award, which I guess went to Prince Harry.
Yeah.
So they had Rob Lowe.
I thought you were about to say Nathaniel Lowe.
I was about to say Nathaniel Lowe.
He's about to say Nathaniel Lowe.
They had Nathaniel Lowe out there, and he was presenting the final award of the night, which was to best team. And then all of a sudden it glitches out. It shows Prince Harry speaking, and then the credits just roll. So nobody got to see who won the final award, but it was the South Carolina women's basketball team who went 39-0. They got the ESPY for best team. But, I mean, come on. The entire award show, you're coming down to the final moment, biggest award, and you glitch out? What are we doing, ESPN? Figure this one out.
Mm.
Also, a big L for Pat Mahomes Sr.
Uh-oh.
He's caught driving with an invalid license. This was 5 months after his sixth DWI arrest, which happened, I believe, right in between the week leading up to the Super Bowl.
Do you think Patrick wonders what goes on with his family a lot.
It's like my brother's doing weird things and my dad just can't stop drinking and driving.
What's up?
Yeah. It's weird stuff.
Yeah. Dad's kind of a maniac, man. He sounds fun to party with.
He does. Mm. But he would, he's probably be a fun drinking
Is he the guy that's always smoking the cigar?
Just smoking the Joe Burrow.
Yeah, just take his keys for him. Not 254W last week went to four different ballparks in 7 days.
By the way, congrats to Pat. He and Brittany.
Yeah, I saw that.
Baby number three.
That's awesome. Another Super Bowl baby.
Yeah.
Let's go. 541, biggest dub is getting to go to the All-Star Village this Sunday, hoping to get some autographs. Biggest L.
Drink some water if you can.
Tickets are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. And make sure you stay hydrated.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
214, biggest dub, Matt Pittman spotted this morning at the Glen Heights Firehouse Tour. Had his meat church gear on and remembered him from evening a few weeks back. That's our buddy Jason from Rowlett. And I heard
that's a great guy.
Big dub for the Firehouse Tour. It sounded like a blast out there. A ton of Tolos showing out, and as they should. And they hopefully,
some of our chalices.
Yeah, hopefully you got some G-Bag Nation chalices.
Yeah, great.
Absolutely. Another L, San Jose State football is having a problem with goose poop.
On the field?
Oh, yeah. They think it's a lake.
So according to the Aztecs, geese routinely flock to their practice field and poop everywhere through the night. Yeah. So how are they addressing this problem? Well, to keep geese off of San Jose State's practice field, the school bought four fake plastic coyotes.
Ooh.
And they placed them on the fields each night. The reason, the geese bleep everywhere. So they got tired of having to clean it up daily and move coyotes around each night to fool the geese. So far, they're buying it.
Nice.
These fake coyotes are keeping the geese away. So if you have a goose pooping problem, just go ahead and get yourself a fake coyote.
I'll tell you,
this
is what we need over there at the Cooper Clinic. I need a fake coyote over there by the lake.
Go ahead and
scare them away.
One time.
Yeah. It's a good move.
We have a poop problem on the track. On the actual track. You got to see me. I like zigzag sometimes on my walk because avoiding
it's
the poop.
A substantial poop coming off the
geese. It is. It's almost like a half a cigar.
Is it a big one?
Yeah.
Man,
like I know Boise State has an issue there with their blue turf ducks flying into there thinking they're a lake.
Yes, and dying.
They land and die.
No, that one's tough. Well, speaking of animals.
I'd like to see a video of that.
You are a sick man, but I kind of would too.
Like they circle, then they're coming in.
Yeah, they come in hot thinking they're landing in the water.
They hit like
then,
the 38. They hit on the 38 and end up on the 25.
Man.
It's not funny.
Big L, but maybe a big dub for this owner. There was a fugitive kangaroo who was captured in Germany 6 months after being on the run.
What?
50 miles. Don't they mean on the hop? Far from the town in which he was supposed to be living. Yeah, this kangaroo's just been hopping about.
You got a sense of humor.
And they couldn't find it.
No, they couldn't find it. And I guess they finally did.
Is this in the German mountains?
A small
mountain town.
I don't know if it was remote. In the German mountains. I'm not super familiar with Germany.
What was that? German mountains.
Survived the winter? the kangaroo survived the winter. Nice work.
I'm just telling you what, not messing with the kangaroo. I think I'd go after the hippo.
I think those kangaroos would kick your ass.
I'd go after the hippo.
They can kick.
I'd go after the hippo before I go for the kangaroo.
Well, the kangaroo is named Skippy, by the way, Dawson.
How about that one, the video of the guy with the dog that squares up on the kangaroo from about 10 years ago?
Oh, yes. It's
guy's
a
freaking
video.
Legend.
It is. There you go. There's biggest stuff.
Popped him right in the jaw. And then ran off with the dog. The kangaroo had his dog in a chokehold.
Yeah.
Like a little headlock on the side.
God.
Had him. He was done.
I'm telling you what.
Those kangaroos?
I'd mess with the hippo before the kangaroo.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's coming out of that pouch.
All right, we got to run, Nation. When we come back, it's time now for the C-Note, the Cowboys news of the evening. Would the Cowboys ever consider what this guy suggested they do this morning? It's next in the G-Bag Nation. Welcome back, Nation. The C-Note's coming up at 4 o'clock. We're going to do some Cowboys, Brian. That sound good to you?
Yeah, how neighborly are you, by the way?
You know the answer to that.
You wave though. Hi, how you doing? Hi, keep moving.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of guy.
My neighbor.
Care of my cat.
Meow.
My neighbor just asked me. She left her trash bag. She forgot to take it down to the dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And left it outside her door, and she just texted me and asked me if I'd take it out for her.
So what'd you say?
Well, sure. But I mean, I was thinking of Dawson, like.
Ooh, yes.
Like Dawson.
Neighbor would never have my phone number. Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny because, like I say, I try to be helpful, but then I should probably take your approach.
Yeah. Like, now you end up having to do a lot of things.
Like now I have to walk the trash all the way down to the
My brother's the opposite. He's friends with all of his neighbors. They have like a fire pit and a cul-de-sac. Yeah. And they have a great social scene going on in their neighborhood. And when I visit, I'm kind of envious of it, but I've never been able to, you know, get any sort of fellowship going around. I'm just a little too private, I think.
Around the fire pit, are you there for like 2 minutes and people are starting to talk to you and you just immediately just wish you were like somewhere else?
I mean, it's kind of one of those deals where I'm on vacation, so I'm just hanging out,
with Sonny.
But they're all like drinking, lost. You know, they're all drinking and having a good time. And I'm like, man, this seems fun. You know, I tip my cap to those people that can get that sort of spirit going around that community in there.
Yeah. Does your brother explain that you're not a fun guy? I mean, does he give like the other neighbors like a heads up? Like, listen, my brother is.
He stopped drinking a few years
ago. Oh, no, he's having a good time. Trust me. Yeah. He's having a good time. Yeah. He always acts like that.
Doss is over there just wandering around.
You don't think I can even be cordial and, you know, and social for a while?
I think it's really hard for you.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I mean, and
it's not enjoyable.
Yeah. No, it's like, to me.
But he can do it. We've seen him do it.
I kind of appreciate it about you because I'm like the total opposite. I'm like the, hey, what's it going? I'm overly happy to see you kind of guy. Yeah. But I kind of wish I was a guy.
Six stories later.
Yeah.
Kind of keep to yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish I was a guy that like, listen, don't talk to me, please.
I mean, there's an upside and a downside to it.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I know coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll have the C note. There's some good news. There's some bad news in the Cowboys. Time now for a biggest L and biggest dub. Here's Wolchuk.
Let's do it. Where have you taken some personal victories lately? Where have you taken some L's along the way? It's time for biggest L, biggest dub. Big time dub for all of our all of us. We're all Bluebell ice cream lovers, and Dawson's like 50% getting a dub here. The other 50%, he's not going to try this ice cream.
Oh, I saw this.
Oh, is it like cheesecake ice cream?
Yep, we've got a new cookies and cream cheesecake ice cream that's arriving in stores beginning yesterday.
Oh, what
so
trash.
You can go ahead and try that. The flavor is rich cheesecake ice cream blended with chocolate cookies, crusted cheesecake pieces, and chocolate cream-filled cookies. It's available in the half-gallon and pint sizes for a limited time. So you would not give this a shot.
All it needs is some cream cheese.
I think this sounds absolutely delicious.
No, I would not try it. I tried many times to like cheesecake. You know, I like cheese. I like cake. I don't know what's going on there. I would eat it and be like, oh, man, what's that taste?
But there's no cream cheese in this.
Yeah.
It's ice cream, right? There's cookies and just little cheesecake bites.
The cheesecake's been blended in there one way or another. I can detect this at one part per million. Well, Chuck, you try to sneak some mayonnaise or cream cheese in there.
The taste buds, they fire off. They're like, no, thank you.
When I do Friday lunches for you guys, I have to think about Dawson and what I can add and what I can't add.
Well, your meatballs are A1, dude. Like, seriously, the best meatballs I've ever had.
No, thank you.
They really are. And I'm not.
I'm working on that. I'm trying to get better on that.
They are so delicious.
I like making the meatball subs for you guys because that's with love.
I could go just a bowl of meatballs.
Really?
And I'd be happy, yeah.
I'd like to figure out, make homemade pasta to go with that, too.
Ooh, now we're on to something.
Yeah.
Now we're on to it. 972 says chocolate ruins the cheesecake, so they're out on that. We also had a big dub, hopefully, for Mike Leach. May he rest in peace. But it sounds like the College Football Hall of Fame may grant Mike Leach an exemption over their eligibility rules. Now, we talked about
missing
this.
Missing games.
A while ago. Yeah, so they've got to have like a 600 winning percentage, and he's sitting right at 0.596. Obviously, that's not going to change, but if he had just been able to get like one more win.
He gave up some games at Mississippi State. He shouldn't have.
Yeah, he'd have been eligible.
Always won at Tech, gave up games at Mississippi State.
But one member of the Hall of Fame, COO Matthew Sine, said Mike Leach is a unique case. The three schools he coached at were not easy.
Yeah.
His influence over the sport in high school and college, you have to take that into account. These will be things that get discussed, and we'll see where it goes. So hopefully, maybe Mike Leach can be the exception to the rule here.
All right, is Les Miles going to jump in there now and say, wait a minute, but Les Miles shouldn't have gone to Kansas.
Well, that's what they could say. Les, go get yourself another head coaching job and get some more wins.
Yeah.
Like Mike Leach, unfortunately, doesn't have that ability.
We lost Mike. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, who knows how his career would have ended up. He probably would have had over 600% win percentage.
Yeah.
It's a shame. Did you guys watch any of the ESPYs last night?
No, haven't watched it ever since the ESPYs. It's been the ESPYs.
Are we gonna get any ESPYs content for LA Live, Lucius?
No, sir.
Okay, I didn't watch any of it either, but I did hear that they took a big L at the end of the ESPYs.
Uh-oh.
Nearing the end of the award show, ESPN glitched out and began showing an earlier presentation of the Muhammad Ali Humanitarian Award, which I guess went to Prince Harry.
Yeah.
So they had Rob Lowe.
I thought you said you were about to say Nathaniel
Lowe. I was about to say Nathaniel Lowe.
He's about to say Nathaniel Lowe.
They had Nathaniel Lowe out there, and he was presenting the final award of the night, which was to best team. And then all of a sudden it glitches out. It shows Prince Harry speaking, and then the credits just roll. So nobody got to see who won the final award, but it was the South Carolina women's basketball team who went 39-0. They got the ESPY for best team. But, I mean, come on. The entire award show, you're coming down to the final moment, biggest award, and you glitch out? What are we doing, ESPN? Figure this one out. Mm. Also, a big L for Pat Mahomes Sr.
Uh-oh.
He's caught driving with an invalid license. This was 5 months after his sixth DWI arrest, which happened, I believe, right in between the week leading up to the Super Bowl.
Do you think Patrick wonders what goes on with his family a lot?
It's like my brother's doing weird things, yeah, and my dad just can't stop drinking and driving.
What's up?
Yeah. It's weird stuff.
Yeah. Dad's kind of a maniac, man. He sounds fun to party with.
He does. Mm. But he would, he's probably be a fun
drinker.
Is he
the guy that's always smoking the cigar?
Just smoking the Joe Burrow.
Yeah, just take his keys for him. Not 254W last week went to four different ballparks in 7 days.
By the way, congrats to Pat. He and Brittany.
Yeah, I saw that.
Baby number three.
That's awesome. Another Super Bowl baby.
Yeah.
Let's go. 541, biggest dub is getting to go to the All-Star Village this Sunday, hoping to get some autographs. Biggest L.
Drink some water if you can.
Tickets are expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. And make sure you stay hydrated.
Yeah, stay hydrated.
214, biggest dub, Matt Pittman spotted this morning at the Glen Heights Firehouse Tour. Had his meet church gear on and remembered him from evening a few weeks back. That's our buddy Jason from Rowlett. And I heard
Matt's a great guy.
Big dub for the Firehouse Tour. It sounded like a blast out there. A ton of Tolos showing out, and as they should. And they, hopefully,
some of our chalices.
Yeah, hopefully you got some G-Bag Nation chalices.
Yeah, great.
Absolutely. Another L, San Jose State football is having a problem with goose poop.
On the field?
Oh, yeah. They think it's a lake.
So according to the Aztecs, geese routinely flock to their practice field and poop everywhere through the night. Yeah. So how are they addressing this problem? Well, to keep geese off of San Jose State's practice field, the school bought four fake plastic coyotes.
Ooh.
And they place them on the fields each night. The reason, the geese bleep everywhere. So they got tired of having to clean it up daily and move coyotes around each night to fool the geese. So far, they're buying it.
Nice.
These fake coyotes are keeping the geese away. So if you have a goose pooping problem, just go ahead and get yourself a fake coyote.
I'll tell you,
put it out there.
This is what we need over there at the Cooper Clinic. I need a fake coyote over there by the lake.
Go ahead and
scare
him
away.
One time.
Yeah. That's a good move.
We have a poop problem on the track. On the actual track.
You
ever see me? I like zigzag sometimes on my walk because avoiding
It's a substantial poop coming off the
geese. It is. It's almost like a half a cigar.
Is it a big one?
Yeah.
Man,
like I know Boise State has an issue there with their blue turf ducks flying into there thinking they're a lake.
Yes, and dying.
They land and die.
That one's tough. Well, speaking of animals,
I'd like to see a video of that.
You are a sick man, but I kind of would too.
Like they circle, then they're coming in.
Yeah, they come in hot thinking they're landing in the water.
They hit like the 38. They hit on the 38 and end up on the 25.
Man.
It's not funny.
Big L, but maybe a big dub for this owner. There was a fugitive kangaroo who was captured in Germany 6 months after being on the run.
What?
50 miles. Far from the town in which he was supposed to be living. Yeah, this kangaroo's just been hopping about.
You got a sense of humor.
And they couldn't find it.
No, they couldn't find it, and I guess they finally did.
Is this in the German mountains?
A small
mountain town.
I don't know if it was remote. In the German mountains. I'm not super familiar with Germany.
What was that? German mountains.
Survived the winter? Sir, I mean, the kangaroo survived the winter. Nice work.
I'm just telling you what, not messing with the kangaroo. I think I'd go after the hippo.
I think those kangaroos would kick your ass.
I'd go after the hippo.
They can kick.
I'd go after the hippo before I go for the kangaroo.
Well, the kangaroo is named Skippy, by the way, Dawson.
How about that one, the video of the guy with the dog that squares up on the kangaroo from about 10 years ago?
Oh, yes. It's
guy's
a
freaking
video.
Legend.
It is. There you go. There's biggest stuff.
Popped him right in the jaw. And then ran off with the dog. The kangaroo had his dog in a chokehold.
Yeah.
Like a little headlock on the side.
God.
Had him. He was done.
I'm telling you what.
Those kangaroos?
I'd mess with the hippo before the kangaroo.
Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what's coming out of that pouch.
All right, we got to run, Nation. When we come back, it's time now for the C Note, the Cowboys news of the evening. Would the Cowboys ever consider
no
what this guy suggested they do this morning? It's next in the G-Bag Nation.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.